Welcome to In Depth. That is the PSA program on all Lotus radio stations right now. And back again with a vengeance, Afton Neufeld and Emily Williams from Community Health Alliance. How are you both?
We're doing great.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. And you have something announced for this, actually, this entire month of January. Luckily, we got you in early, but you got a really cool art-associated, I guess, event going on, Emily?
It's an art show that will benefit Community Health Alliance, and it's a show at Swill Coffee here in Reno with the art of Marilyn Melton.
Okay.
She's really well-renowned in the area for her art and just well-known for being a philanthropist and some other great things. So.
That's fantastic. How did you guys meet her? Did you kind of team up?
Well, I have a personal connection.
Oh, right on.
It's familial in my case. She's my mother.
Oh. I had no idea.
Yes. So when
philanthropy runs in the business.
Barely does. Yeah. It goes down to generations.
She's my role model, but I don't do any art like she does. And
right.
So it's very cool. She's 85 years old and still painting.
That's beautiful.
These are watercolors, and they are just a breath of fresh air in our January weather. All florals and different pots, and just could showcase any home.
Okay, very cool. So what is the idea behind this? Are people going to purchase the art and the money's going to go toward you guys, right?
Exactly. Okay. So there are 12 works of art that are originals, plus we have cards that are for sale. They're greeting cards. So
you gave me a little clump, which was really beautiful. And these are really nice greeting cards.
Oh,
like,
thank
this
you.
Is, yeah, you totally buy them in store.
Well, we figured, you know, you go to Hallmark and you're going to buy a $4 card, and these are average $2. So you get 12 for $25.
Oh, my gosh.
And then there are some framed prints that will also be for sale. And I have to tell you that the people at Swill are wonderful. They take no cut from any art show that they do. And we'll be having an event on the 10th as a reception for the art.
Okay, fantastic. So people can show up. Is there going to be like a bidding system going on? Or is it just people buy outright? How does it work?
Yeah, people buy outright, just okay. You as you would in an art show. So you can come on the 10th. We'd love to see you. Or you can come anytime during the month. Can't make it that night. Come another day, and they can set you up and purchase the art. You have to have it hang all month.
Right.
And then get it the first part of February.
Right on. But at least, you know, you purchased it, and patience is a virtue. You can share it with other people and then have it
there
in your home at the end of the month.
Yeah.
So have you ever done anything like this before?
No, this is brand new. And actually, sort of my mother's brainchild, she started painting, and then she was like, I think I'm going to do 12 of these. And I said, okay. And then when the show was complete, she said, I'm going to donate these to Community Health Alliance.
Wow.
Because I'm very excited about getting people good health.
Amen.
And so we waited until all the frivolity of the holidays was over, start fresh in the new year, and people can buy something for themselves.
Okay. Well, that's fantastic. Yeah, a little gift for yourself after the Christmas holiday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Afton, is there something specific this money is going to go toward? Is it going to go to the organization as a whole?
So it's going towards the organization as a whole. So all of the funds that we are able to raise from this fundraiser, whether you're coming to the art show or whether you're coming into Swill at any point during the month looking at these, this is all going towards our primary care services. So CHA provides our primary medical, dental, integrated behavioral health care, nutrition services, as well as a whole slew of family-oriented services. So we have an in-house pharmacy, a lot of things that we just pour those donation dollars straight back into our community and straight mm-hmm. back into our patient funds. So we're really excited. It's a fun night out where you get to go, you get to experience the arts, get to experience a local artist, and feel really good about doing it.
Yeah, and it's Emily's mom. That's pretty
That's
rad.
Right.
Who would have thunk? I didn't even know that
and
was
And Emily's
a, thing.
A pretty cool lady, so you get to meet her
she
mom,
sounds
too.
Like it.
Yeah.
Seriously, I want to attend this thing.
It was the giant reveal here.
Seriously, though. So, yeah, Marilyn Melton and the Health Bloom Show is what it's called. It's going to go from actually yesterday, started yesterday, going through January 31st. Not yesterday, sorry. This is airing on Sunday. We're recording. People should know we record this in advance. I'm just going to put that out into the world. No more illusions. Anyways, this past Thursday is when it started. It goes through January 31st at Swill Coffee, and that's at 3366 Lakeside Court And so they're all basically various flowers in pots, right? That's kind
Correct.
Of the idea behind
yeah.
it.
Okay. Yeah. So just something really refreshing. And a lot of people really do gravitate toward watercolors. And so it's a smart way to go. And I think it will compel people to give back. And actually, when you purchase one, because there's no commission to the artist, there's nothing for swill, 100% will go to CHA and it becomes a tax write-off for you.
Oh, right on. Bear that in mind.
For
people.
2019.
All
yes.
Right. Very mm-hmm. cool. So let's talk about future plans as well for Community Health Alliance. It feels like you always have something in the works. Something's moving and shaking with you guys.
Yeah, we really do. We always do have something moving and shaking. We're doing a lot with nutrition services right now. So
okay.
We're working a lot with Washoe County on the Community Health Improvement Plan. So that's something we're going to be seeing a lot of in the upcoming months about our, you know, 5210 Healthy Washoe plan that we have going on with them. We're really expanding. We're always expanding our kids programs. Good. And so we're really excited to be expanding our kids dental programs as well as our dental programs for pregnant moms in our community.
Okay, that's very mm-hmm. cool. That's where it's going to be your main focus, I guess, sort of.
Yeah, so really we're just trying to focus on kids services. But the nice thing about these donation dollars is they're going to our general patient fund. So any patient who walks through our doors gets to benefit from this fundraiser. So it's not going towards anything specifically, but just in the future for CHA, we're really moving towards, you know, expanding those services to the kiddos in our community
right.
and making sure that everyone knows that, you know, you don't need insurance to get high quality health care. You know, you don't need to wait weeks on end to get high quality health care. You can
right.
give us a call and you can get in and you can get those services that you need to keep you and your family healthy.
Very cool. So you said mentioned 5210
mm-hmm.
earlier. Could you, like, I think we've talked about it before, but I wouldn't mind having that in people's
absolutely.
Heads.
Absolutely. No, you know what? It's super catchy, and I love repeating it because it's a good reminder for me, right? Especially
right
after the new year, you know, taking control of your health,
eating
right?
all that bread.
Eating all of,
during
well,
the Christmas season.
Yeah, right? Like, bread isn't necessarily
bread, desserts,
the enemy,
sugars.
Right?
Yeah.
yeah, but there's a few things you can do to increase your overall health. And so we're, really expanding our 5210 program. And what that stands for is 5 fruits and veggies every day, 2 hours or less of recreational screen time every day, 1 hour or more of physical activity, and 0 sugary drinks. And so that's something, it's definitely geared towards kids, but it's something that adults can definitely hold on to as well, especially when talking about that recreational screen time, right? And those sugary drinks, and everybody can benefit from eating more fruits and veggies.
Most definitely. So, that applies to adults as well as kids.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. And especially, we're on vacation, I think, right now. Kids are Christmas mm-hmm. vacation, but they're going to be heading into school again. And they're probably going to have to keep that in mind.
Absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, the 5210 program, our 5210 Healthy Washoe, you can find out more information about it on our website. But there's also a lot of really cool tools they have as far as, like, picking a school lunch that is healthy.
Right. That's what was going to be my next mm-hmm. kind of direction is, like, do you kind of work with schools as far as what they offer?
So,
or maybe help them plan or something?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we are beginning some partnerships with school in the nutrition aspect. But we already partner with schools a lot.
Cool.
So like I said, for our children's dental, we actually have a cavity prevention program where we bring one of our dental vans to 25 different Title I schools throughout the community, you know, because oral health is linked directly to overall health,
definitely.
Which is linked directly to nutritional health. And really, that's what we're all about. We're all about the health of that whole person, right? Like, it's not just one piece of your health. It's not just right. going in and getting vaccinated, which is extremely important. It's
of
not
course.
Just having, you know, good nutrition, which is extremely important. It's really about that whole holistic overall health. So that's something we're really excited to be expanding in the new year.
All right. That's fantastic. Anything mm-hmm. else on the horizon that you're excited about? Any fundraising opportunities besides the one that's happening this month? I don't know. I know I'm throwing that out there. I don't know if there's nothing, it's okay. But I figured since you're here.
Absolutely. We have a couple things in the works. So I think I'm going to have your listeners kind of wait with bated breath.
Okay.
And then, you know, they'll
just
be hearing from us.
Little.
Yeah, they'll be hearing from us soon, hopefully with you, if and when something comes up.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Yeah, that sounds good to me. That's good. Yeah, don't give them all the information all at once. We want to kind of lead them on a little bit of a path here. So, this wonderful art exhibit, Health Blooms Show, is the reception is actually going to be Thursday, this coming Thursday, January 10th, 5 to 8 p.m. Again, that's at Swill Coffee. And it's your mother, Emily.
That's right.
That's very
that's
cool.
That's right.
Are you thinking of doing something like this in the future besides this kind of isolated incident?
We hope that this is the groundbreaker.
Yeah.
And we can, you know, all benefit from doing some eclectic kind of things like this. And I think art is something that we all share. Our health is something that we all share. So bringing those two things together is fabulous. So we're exploring more things like that. Might involve some music. So we'll see.
Oh, very cool. Well, yeah. Hey, you know, I work for a radio station. So talk to me. Maybe I can recommend some musicians or other visual artists as
very
well.
Good.
That would
yes.
be really cool. All right. I think we're good, or do you want to? Is there anything else you want to get
no,
out there?
No, yeah. Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome.
We're really excited, and we're really excited for this event. I know for me personally, I always feel really, not only classy, but I feel really excited when I get to share in the local art scene that Reno has. Reno has such a cool art scene.
It's crazy good.
So, yeah, and so I'm just really excited to have exposure to just one more local artist that we have in our community and do it for a good cause.
Right on. So Community Health Alliance, maybe if you just want to get out information, website, social media, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So our website is chanevada.org. And social media, can follow us. We have Facebook and Twitter, CHA Nevada, on both. And yeah, you can always call us if you need any more information. Our number is 775-329-6300.
Okay. Afton Neufeld and Emily Williams, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much, Ian.